So we get told all the time, Kansas City Police doesn't do the proper outreach. They don't do this. They don't do that. Anyone report on the event they had 2 days ago? KCMO Police and the neighborhood budget meeting that took place. South KC neighborhoods heard from police leadership. Let's welcome on and say good morning to somebody who was involved in all of that. She is Stacey Johnson Cosby. She is the president of the KC Regional Housing Alliance. She's on KCMO Talk Radio. Stacey, good morning. Thank you for being here. So, no reports on this the other night. What took place down there?
Well, good morning, Pete. In this particular event, my role was different. I was the neighborhood leader. So I'm the vice president of the Center Planning and Development Council. And so in that role, along with other neighborhoods south of Brookside, we wanted to talk about crime. And so what we did, and this is not new for us, we regularly will invite the chief and the commanders of South and Metro Patrol, which cover south of Brookside. We invite them to come talk to us, hear our concerns and our needs. So it's not new for us. It's just the latest time that we did it. And our goal was simply to say that we are concerned about the rise in violent crime and that we know that we need more officers. There are simply not enough officers to serve today. And that was our focus. We need more.
So who showed up there from the police department and how did that conversation go?
All of the leaders of the police department, always when we call, they show up. Never a problem. So we had the chief, Rick Smith. We had the commander of Metro Patrol, Paul Lester, commander of South Patrol, Darren Ivey. And we had Captain Buck. We had our CIO, Aaron Whitehead. And we had several other members of the police force, Dan Haley. I mean, we just had a lot of them with us there. We had a room of them. We had all of them introduce themselves. They always show up in the neighborhoods, want to talk crime, and we want to have certain concerns expressed. And they're always there, and they're always willing to listen. So when we hear that in the reports that the police, like you said, are not responsive or the chief's not responsive, it's simply not true. And something about us and why we did this is during the budget process, our goal as citizens, as voters, as taxpayers, is to have our voices heard. And our voices, what we want to say is we need more police officers. And we are not political. We don't want to play that game like the Kansas City Star is playing. Our intentions are pure. We need public safety. We need to keep our communities and our neighborhoods safe.
So, Stacey, as you were there the other night, some of your local council members, I believe, south of the river, were also in attendance. Did that message come to them loud and clear? Because those council members that you've got down there in South KC were council members who voted on the $42 million defund, or if they want to call reallocation, fine. But they voted for that back in May. Did they hear you loud and clear?
Our goal is that they did, and we're going to follow up to make sure. Because remember, because of that very vote, where our voice wasn't heard when they did the one-day vote in city council to fundamentally change the police budget without so much as a conversation with a constituent, our goal is to change the narrative. This time, they will hear us. So they all knew about the meeting, and they knew that we were coming to talk about that. They knew where our focus was because we sent them a note in writing as well, and multiple invitations. And I'll have to tell you, one of our council members in the 6th District did not even as much as respond. Kevin McManus, the rest of them either said, we'll be there or we can't be there. Kevin McManus was silent, not a word to even say, I can't make it or not. The mayor did send his regrets that he couldn't be there. So we invited our 5th and 6th and all at-large council members. And we had three of them on the call. And luckily for us, we had Heather Hall on the call as well, who we know is supportive of neighborhoods. And she's also supportive of police. And she was kind enough to join us.
So which council members were there then?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Andrea Boo and Raina Parkshaw and Heather Hall.
Okay, so those three were there, and hopefully okay. They heard you loud and clear. Now, do you think this is a message, especially in South Kansas City, which is the neighborhood association that you were with the other night. Do you think this is something that is resonating beyond just South Kansas City? Is this grassroots effort, is it winning out based on just your feeling of this and your pulse?
Well, our goal is that, yes, our voices are being heard, and they will be heard. And then remembering, too, Pete, that they cut us out of that process. They cut us out, and so this time is going to be different. We will be included in the budget process. And then another thing, the neighborhoods. It's not just one neighborhood. It is the major neighborhood organizations, the umbrella organizations in South Kansas City. We were all present. There were several of us who organized and sponsored the event, and we are speaking for thousands of our neighbors. And it's not just one group here or there. It's all of, for the most part, almost every neighborhood in South Kansas City. And we do know, I talked to one of the leaders in the Northland, that we have some of the same concerns they have. So our neighborhoods will be making sure that our voices are heard across the city. We were cut out of the process once. It will not happen again.
You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stacey, but I believe that, you know, with the crime numbers where they've been the last couple of years, South Kansas City has seen a surprisingly large increase in that crime. Is this waking up people who are not maybe typically as political, or maybe people who, frankly, were sympathetic to some of the causes over the last couple of years?
Absolutely. Even neighbors, people who were not normally engaged in the process, are awake and they're looking at it. Even on my block, we had last week, broad daylight, someone kicked open a front door. That never happens in our neighborhood. And then we also had Willow Creek, two people shot. On the day of our meeting on 87th and Blue Ridge, we had someone. And so crime is spreading, and we're seeing it more frequently. So there are people in my neighborhood, my sister and another one of our neighbors, we're going to organize a neighborhood watch. And so we talked to one of the officers, Aaron Whitehead, last week, and he's going to put together a meeting for neighbors who are interested in finding ways to be proactive and keeping an eye on our neighborhoods and doing things that we can to prevent crime. So we are awake, and people that we've never seen engaged before are actively engaged.
Well, Stacey, I hope this is something that continues to resonate for you in South Kansas City. I hope it continues to spread across the city as well, and I hope that our leaders on that city council are hearing you and hearing the citizens loudly and clearly instead of just reading the Kansas City Star editorial pages. I hope that that happens, and we appreciate the time.
Well, thank you. The Star is out of touch, and they need to get back to reporting and let the neighbors and let the citizens do the talking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely right. There you go. Absolutely right. Great job there by Stacey Johnson Cosby for joining us for a few minutes here on KCMO Talk Radio.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.